This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Lionsgate Film Studios now has its own distribution channel after it agreed to buy premium cable network Starz for $4.4 billion. With a look at what this could mean for TV and streaming options, let's welcome Tom Lason, president of New Media Solutions in Seattle. Good afternoon, Tom.
Cisco, good to be here. Thank you, sir.
So why is this deal happening? Why does Lionsgate want Starz?
Well, I'm going to be a little cynical at first and tell you that on the conference call, CEO John Feltheimer there at Lionsgate used the word synergies, which I think we all just kind of roll our eyes now when we hear. With that said, however, I see some great synergies coming down the road. So I will bite on that word a little bit and talk about the idea that these companies, these major media companies right now, are using cheap money and the power that that can provide M&A deals to round out their flat spots a little bit. Lionsgate, a big Hollywood movie producer, Hunger Games, Divergent, and whatnot. And, you know, people don't realize this, though, too. With 80 TV shows like Orange is the New Black, so they're not unknown in, you know, pay TV and producing for pay TV. But Starz, a pretty heavy hitter on the pay TV side with lots of distribution across cable. They have an over-the-top solution just like Showtime and HBO does. So you're going to take this movie studio and this cable distribution channel, multi-platform cable distribution channel, smash them together to create a ton of content and have lots of distribution. And it's a trend that we've been seeing, and I think one we'll continue to see as well.
And does it show that content creators in this day with the new technology, they have to have their own distribution channel?
Yeah, I think it certainly helps to be vertically integrated. That way you can guarantee coverage. You can take a hit and use it to water down the losses on some of your other projects so things average out without it being quite so brutal. You know, both these companies have had their stock prices, tank to 40 to 50% over the course of the past year or so. So they, you know, evening out those revenues and creating some capital to invest in production to the tune of about $1.8 billion, according to the CEO on this one. You know, that's going to fund a lot of production, and it's going to help smooth out those ups and downs. If you have a flop like Divergent, it's not going to hurt so bad if you've got a cash cow like Starz maybe pumping revenue into the bottom line to help smooth that out a little bit. So you can hunt for hits, keep producing content, get good guns distribution, and it just it helps in those ways.
Is it a better profit margin because they're not paying other distributors to get the content out? They're able to kind of keep it in-house?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, the more that you can be vertically integrated, I think that helps margins. You know, you're supplying content to your own platform. You've got people producing for your own platform, and you're able to, achieve some savings there and some efficiencies when it comes to staffing and production. Some of these M&A deals have left production houses and separate production entities intact, but they tend to be very specialized. You know, a digital animation team, for instance, they don't necessarily want to lay hands on. They want to let them keep, producing with their secret sauce. But generally speaking, yeah, their efficiencies are going to be found in this thing, and there's no doubt that helps trying to monetize content, which in this highly fragmented media world and this landscape that we live in right now is just an increasing challenge.
Now, for consumers, people who watch the materials, say, is there going to be any sort of a difference that they're going to notice? Is there going to be a benefit to them?
You know, hard to say. There's going to be certainly possibly a shuffling of certain things, like we mentioned, Orange is the New Black here. Maybe that leaves Netflix and goes over to Starz. Hard to say, because it's a Lionsgate property. Hard to know what's going to happen there exactly. But I think what it does do is, you know, continue to provide choice where people can take an over the top solution. They can watch things on various platforms. I think the industry, kind of like the airlines, is hoping to reduce seat miles to get fewer hands in the cookie jar trying to create revenues out of this to at some point be able to maintain the pricing power on cable channels. I know I'm getting a little far afield here. So ultimately for the consumer, I think for now it's good. Ultimately the goal is to retain that pricing power. So I guess we'll just have to see over time.
Great insight, Tom. Appreciate it very much. Tom Lason, president of New Media Solutions and newmediasolutions.tv.